League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Demi Moore doesn't want people looking at her butt.
And you won't believe what Jamie Lee Curtis did when she was 25.
Now, before we start this show, we want to wish everyone a happy Independence Day. We hope you're enjoying the land of the free and the home of the brave with cookouts and a little dish on this beautiful day. So,
let's get this started.
Okay, all right, guys. Kesha's new album, Period, is out today. But back in the mid-aughts, she was still trying to break into show business. She recently stopped by the Jennifer Hudson Show and revealed that she and J-Hud had actually worked together on Dreamgirls, and she didn't enjoy it.
We almost crossed paths one time.
I was an extra on Dreamgirls.
What? Really?
For like $120.
I love
for
you.
16 hours, I sat there with my hair teased to the gods.
Yeah?
Oh my God, no offense, I hated it.
You think she hated it, like, while she was on set? Because, like, that was kind of a big opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Even back then, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny, like, when you want to be in show business, like, a lot of people will do, like, work as an extra and whatnot, but it is very different being an extra versus being the star.
Eight hours for $120? I don't know if I could have got that check.
Yeah, bless us. Hell, I was an extra before. I mean, when you don't know, I mean, when you're young, hell, I took that little $100-something dollars.
What were you an extra in?
With Layla Ali was doing a Pepsi commercial. In Dallas.
Yeah.
And honey, at that boxing ring off of Stemmons. I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
But honey, we sat all day. And I got my little change, honey. I was happy.
So. Well, speaking of the early 2000s, Demi Moore made a bit of a comeback with her role in Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. And even though she looked smoking hot in a bikini scene, she told co-star Drew Barrymore she had a certain body part she didn't want shown. Check it out.
All I remember is begging him not to shoot my butt. I don't know why that was my obsession. I mean, you know, he called me to start shooting 3.5 weeks.
So McG, the director?
Yes, and I had no time to think about what I looked like, which was almost better.
Now, kind of shocking considering this is the same person who did Striptease a few years prior. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. It's interesting to hear that someone like, I think widely regard Demi Moore as being very attractive, but I also started to hear her talk about being a little uncomfortable with having her butt on camera.
But exactly. People don't always wake up like this. You do got to put a little work into it before you go shoot that scene.
Oh,
like, she probably wasn't striptease ready the day she got the script. You know, you got to go to the gym. You know, they put you with a trainer and
it
all that.
It takes months to get ready for, like, one particular day on a set where you know you're going to have your shirt off or whatever.
And how long it takes? Just get ready for this.
Not very long.
Oh, no.
Not very long. Mm. But I do, like, listen, if you're like, you know, if you're at home, listen, I'm a single guy, so I'll definitely post a thirst trap on the gram, but I got to work up to it. I got to work up. You got to get your diet right, get everything together for, like, a good month.
So when you flex your muscles, it's that shot.
Pow.
Yeah. Because
photos last forever.
Yeah.
Really?
Do it for the likes.
Do it for the likes.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right. right, y'all. Jamie Lee Curtis is also opening up about an insecurity, but this goes back to her early 20s. So in 1985, she co-starred with John Travolta in the movie Perfect, but the cinematographer didn't think the title applied to Jamie. Ooh, check out what she said about it.
Like, yeah, I'm not shooting her today. Her eyes are baggy. And I was 25. For him to say that was very embarrassing. So as soon as the movie finished, I ended up having some plastic surgery. And I regretted it immediately and have kind of sort of regretted it since.
You just never know sometimes.
Plastic surgery at 25, I would imagine she got it on her eyes. This seems kind of extreme.
You just gotta watch what you say to people because you never know what they're going through. Like, that sent her like on a serious spiral to go to the doctor. Go under the knife. My goodness.
Especially because when you're in your 20s, you still kind of peak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The foundation ain't fully settled in your face yet. You still got some ways to go.
She could have thrown some cucumbers on them things and kept it pushing.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, now Jenna Bush Hager has been married to her husband, Henry Hager, since 2008, but she recently revealed that she has a deep admiration for singer Brandi Carlile. Check out just how deep that admiration is.
Do you know that Brandi Carlile is the woman I would leave my husband for?
Wow. does the audience know that?
I'm not sure I've ever said it exactly straight up, but she is...
See, I feel like a true journalist now. Because I'm telling you, I am breaking the news. You know that's going to be headline news.
On, like, closerweekly.com.
Yeah.
I wonder what the Bushes, what honey, Miss Barbara is thinking about that in her grave, honey, and George. Oh my God.
I'm not thinking, Gary.
That's lesbian tendency. But that's what really bothers me, though. Women could just put it on the damn flagpole, they crushes. Let a damn man do it, honey. He just ostracizing he every gay man on her. But women could talk, oh, I just love her. But why I can't say I love head cracking Tanner?
You can say that.
Yeah, but everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you pass the plate all the way over and you skipped yourself. You're supposed to go like, because he said heck, heck, and Tanner.
Yeah.
But like, I think women are put in a space to where like they're allowed to love universally.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like men is like, you know, macho, you know, like.
You can't say nothing.
I'm not even wired to think about a guy crush. Like, I don't. Mm. I like Woody Woodpecker growing up. He was cool. Thought we'd be friends.
One time I was doing red carpet interviews and, doing the thing where you like interview the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, there's only been one time in my life where I've like locked eyes with a man and I go, oh, and it was Jude Law. And I feel like he saw me differently. And I'm looking in Jude Law's eyes and he's looking at me and I'm like, oh, what's happening here?
Caught you off guard.
Yeah, caught me off guard.
He gave you that old stare.
Yeah. Jude Law hit me with the smize.
Was that a dream afterwards?
No. This is very much real life.
No, I mean, did you come and dream after that?
Oh, no. It's a very brief, fleeting moment. But then I was like, oh, I get it. I understand why women like Jude
this
Law.
Is how that happens.
Oh, yeah. All right, speaking of same-sex crushes, before he got the role on Glee, Kevin McHale guest-starred on a couple episodes of the show True Blood. Well, a fan recently shared some thirst-trappy pics of one of that show's main stars, Ryan Kwanten, and it triggered a flashback from Kevin. Gary, would you tell us what Kevin said?
When I was on the show, closeted 18-year-old, he didn't know how to speak to him. He invited me to sit with him and the other guys at lunch. Hot and kind. I was down bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. That's how he said it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He said it exactly like that.
So who was the friendliest guy you all ever worked with beside me?
Beside you? Man, worked with Arsenio Hall a couple times and just like the kindest, nicest, positive, you know, just like great person.
Really?
Brad, surely there's somebody that you were surprised by.
I just can't think of nobody. I mean, so many people have been nice, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson was a lot nicer than I thought he would have been,
nice.
Being Mike Tyson. And
right.
All, you know what I mean? Like,
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I ran into him at Comic-Con, and he was just chilling on the patio smoking a cigarette. And I went up and talked to him, and he couldn't have been nicer. Allowed us to, like, you know, do a little quick little interview with him.
That's
and
cool.
Some dude from Cartoon Network got mad. He's like, man, play the fat guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yo, man, that was cool, Mike. Mm.
Well, up next, honey, how did Tom Cruise's sister help him get one of his biggest roles? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. So Tom Cruise says it's only because of his sister Cass that he got the role in the 1988 classic film Rain Man.
Wow.
So while visiting her in New York City, the two happened to see Dustin Hoffman in a restaurant, and Cass convinced Tom to introduce himself to the actor. Tom said, I'm like, he's not even going to know who I am. This is going to be so humiliating. I'm not doing it. Finally, she pestered me so much, I said, fine. And walked over there. He had his hat on and was obviously ordering takeout. And I said, Mr. Hoffman, I'm sorry. And he looked at me and he said, Cruise! So the two got to chatting. And by the end of the conversation, Dustin told Tom he wanted to do a movie with him. And a year later, sent him the script for Rain Man.
Oh, wow.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
This proves the old saying, right? A closed mouth does not get fed. Shoot or shoot, boys and girls.
Here.
What was Tom Cruise nervous about? Why didn't he think he would know him?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. He was super famous.
But when you think about Dustin Hoffman back then, like, he was kind of like how we view, like, Robert De Niro and yes. all those other guys back then. Okay. Like, Hoffman was huge.
Has a family member ever pushed you to say hi to someone that turned into a whole amazing opportunity?
We don't know rich people. So nobody pushed me.
Well, moving on to another thespian, 70-year-old Lorraine Bracco said shady, mean comments from her childhood still haunt her. So Lorraine described herself as a tall, gawky kid growing up in Brooklyn that no one thought would grow up to be a model or an actress. And when she was in the sixth grade, something horrible was said to her that still plays in her head. She said, one day, kids on the school bus told me something that stuck with me for life. They said... They had voted me the ugliest girl in the sixth grade.
Aw.
She said she sobbed, but her father made it all better by telling her that she was the most beautiful girl in the world. Aw. Why are kids so mean like
For
that?
Real?
That's horrible.
But that's when you go back to the class reunion, honey. Mm-hmm. Now, what you doing again, girl? Oh, you want to get Jack in the Box? Oh, okay. That's when you let them have it, honey. Now, look at me, girl. Look at you. See what ugly gets?
What did those guys, I presume, the people who called you a sissy when you were young, did you go back and stunt on them?
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't like the word stunt, but I go back and I look at them. I say, that's when the saying goes, God bless the child that got his own.
Mm-hmm.
You had mama's, now I got mine.
And success is the sweetest revenge.
Thank you. So, yes, ma'am, I look at them and go, oh, and I chat with them.
Oh, you need $5? I got it. I don't carry cash. I had to go to the ATM and I don't keep cash.
Okay, that's how you do it. So, honey, poor Lorraine.
All right, well, this must be the mean portion of the show because Aubrey Anderson Emmy said people called her a horrible actress as a child. Oh. So after starring in Modern Family for 8 years as Lily, Aubrey took a 5-year hiatus. Well, she's back now, and she's spilling tea on the mean things that people said to her while growing up in Hollywood. Check out.
Being on a young show from a very young age, people really took a dig on my acting choices or thought I was a bad actor.
You know, and Hollywood is a harsh place. Do you think people should try to go easier on kids? Because, come on, man, like, these are probably adults doing this.
Yeah, that's the worst part. It's definitely adults doing it.
They probably hate him because they wanted to be, like, a child actor on a show back in the days, and it didn't work out for them.
And they're probably like, we have to be tough. Life is tough. They're going to get told a lot of mean things.
Have y'all ever read any mean comments about yourself on the internet?
Oh, God, all the time.
What do you do?
Nothing. Clap back when you feel like it. Most of the time, you just leave it alone and keep moving. Because once you say something to them, then they get some of your followers. Then everybody want to know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then they almost become, you know, very popular, too. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
You just got to pick and choose your battles. But every now and then, it's worth a good clap back.
Do you remember do you have, like, a favorite clap back?
Can't tell you.
You can't tell me?
I can't say it on TV.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It was all kind of explicitives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, up next, honey, we might be a little judgy, too, with two new ticket skippets right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for
Chicken or Skip It.
All right, not all superheroes wear capes, but this one does. And he's back in action on the big screens everywhere. Now David Cornsweet starts.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman, and we have the trailer. Check it out.
Superman. He's not a man. He's an it. Somehow become the focal point of the entire world's conversation. I will not accept that.
All right, so the movie comes out next week. What y'all doing, man? We taking it and skipping it. Brad with the skipping? You ain't rocking with Supes?
I don't have time to watch Superman, child.
Me neither.
I got a super son I'm chasing around. He's flying all over the place.
You don't need Superman. You got Stinky Man.
Okay, I don't need Superman. I got Stinky Man.
Is it still Clark Kent?
Yes. Yeah, it's still going to be Clark Kent.
Oh, no.
He got on tights, Gary. You don't like that?
Yeah.
He's got on tights and he wears his underwear on the outside. I figured this would be right up your alley.
No, I didn't see enough print.
So you think he's not so super?
You don't know about his Kryptonian print?
We like Superman, but no. When is it coming out?
This week.
This week, yeah.
Oh, really? This week? Oh,
next week.
Oh, yeah, I have a doctor's appointment. So.
Okay, Superman isn't the only classic making its way back to the big screens. Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. have reunited for the reboot of the 1997 thriller I Know What You Did Last Summer, but will we ticket or skip it? Let's check out the trailer.
This isn't the first time there's been violence like this in Southport. It's not going to stop.
Someone is coming after us. I need your help. I just have one question. What did you do last summer?
Ooh, this one comes out July 18th. Are we gonna tick it or skip it? Brad, you wanna see?
Nah, I don't have time to watch no movies. I really don't.
But what I like about it, I think it's Juneteenth still. That's Black History, June 18th?
July.
July 18th? Oh, it's June. Oh.
So sad.
I'm going to skip it. I thought it was
so
June.
So sad you don't know.
You were going to see it for Juneteenth.
Yeah, it was Juneteenth, but that's July. What did I do last summer? I remember one thing.
I'm a ticket. I saw it in 1997. It was a scary movie then. Jennifer Love Hewitt's back. She's still a smoke show.
Yeah. I didn't love the original ones, but I'm going to watch this one because I just like horror movies and slasher
things.
It's
a horror movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, and Brandy was in the OG version, and she survived that.
Who?
So I'm thinking Brandy. Ray J's sister.
Yeah. And Black people don't last long in movies.
Yeah, they might have been in her clothes where you couldn't kill her off.
Oh, she was sitting up in her room probably. And they missed her.
Oh, my God. Up next, guess which accent is going extinct? That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's the last story of the day, so
dish is it.
All right, so is the Southern accent fixing to disappear in parts of the South? A series of research papers published in December documented the diminishment of the regional accent among Black residents of the Atlanta area, white working class people in the New Orleans area, and people who grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, researchers also found Southern accents among African Americans dropped off with Gen Z or those born between 1997 and 2012. So, what do we think about this?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, like, Gary, you still sound like you're from, like, Texas.
Yeah, you know, and actually, I was born in Louisiana, but when I moved to Port Arthur, Texas, honey, just that twang dropped.
Do you like there's a difference between how Port Arthur people talk and how Louisiana people talk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, different. Louisiana people talk country.
Oh.
Country.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody who thinks the Southern accent's going away, I don't think you've gotten far enough off of the freeway.
Right. It's not going away.
No, definitely not.
No, it ain't gonna
My mom did. It was one of those things where, like, when I was a kid, she was like, don't say ain't and y'all. And she didn't like those words because she didn't want us to sound stupid.
Right, yeah. Right. And we're not supposed to say that, but, you know.
But it blends in well. It rolls off the tongue so seamlessly.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't finna be doing that, y'all. That. What wrong with you? I ain't finna trying to do all that. Going over there and give me something to eat, y'all. That. I ain't eating.
Yes, Lord, honey. Get them cheering.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. And by the way, the dish accent isn't going anywhere. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.